The former Dynamos coaches taken Zimbabwe's Warriors to the 2016 African Nations Championship finals only 2 months after he took the national junior team, the Young Warriors, to the Africa Games Festival held in the Congo. This comes after Roderick Ntuma's strike yesterday saw the Warriors settle for a 1-0 draw against the Crocodiles of Lesotho in Maseru, leaving Zimbabwe sailing through to the finals 4-2 on aggregate. The Warriors had won the first leg 3-1 in Harare, and after finishing fourth at the last finals in South Africa, Captain Danny Phiri is hoping this time around they'll go through to the final and hopefully win the tournament.
I would like to promise them that we'll go through to the finals this time.
Pasua will also go into history as the only coach in Zimbabwean football to win 4 consecutive league titles after achieving that feat with Dynamos when winning the championship in 2011, 2012, 2013 and 2014. The Warriors' qualification also comes barely a week after the women's soccer team, the Mighty Warriors, had also qualified for the 2016 Olympic Games to be held in Rio de Janeiro. However, there was no joy back at home for Pasua's former club Dynamos, who dropped 2 crucial points after stuttering to a 1-0 draw against relegation-threatened Flame Lily at Lafarge. Although the club's supporters still had belief after last week's goalless draw against Harare City, this time they are singing another tune saying the league title is all but gone. One of them is Amon Makore.
No hope, no hope, no hope. The race is between now, it's chicken in and platinum. We are out of the race now.
Even coach Tondera Indiraya admits the league title is no longer in their hands, saying it is now chicken in or FC Platinums for the taking. Leaders chicken in and second placed FC Platinum are scheduled to play each other on Wednesday at Luvebe Stadium. The Premier Soccer League are still to respond to chicken in, who have requested for the postponement of the game, saying they want to assess some of their players who were in Lesotho with the national team. However, there is good news for Cholocho Pirates, who have moved out of the relegation zone after a 1-0 win over Lloyd Mutasaswawa. The win sees them share 26 points with the Buffaloes, but the Mutare-based Zimbabwe National Army side, who lost 1-0 at home to Wange, have dropped to 4th from bottom on goal difference. Harare City have also dropped 1 place down the ladder after being overtaken by Wange in 6th position. This comes after the 2-0 home draw with Haumain, with so coach Taurai Mangwiro blaming referee Josiah Masimire instead of his strikers, who missed too many chances.
How do you explain a cool foot style from the goalkeeper? Someone sees no offense in that. I thought somebody must have played a part in frustrating our players.
Sunday Chidzambwa's ZPC Kariba are now in 9th place after a 4-1 spanking of Dongo Sawmills, a result that gives bottom place Dongo little chances of survival. However, word doing rounds is that ZPC Kariba could be without Zambwa next season, as he is the target of his former club Dynamos, who are not happy with Ndiraya's performance. Chizambwa's name came after an emergency club executive meeting soon after the goalless draw away to Flame Lily. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.